Hey folks, this is Vince, the Evil Dungeon Master, the Evil DM. How you doing out there? How you been? It's been a long time since I've actually done a solo podcast by myself, right here at Spotify or Anchor.fm, which is, I don't know, Spotify now. But anyway, I have a podcast here, and I probably haven't updated this in over a year now, because last episode I'm looking at is 2/24/23. Been a while. But I just wanted to update to say that things are going well on the channel. Things are looking up. We're getting a lot of subscriptions of people who want to hear the plays that I'm doing on my channel. And soon we'll be doing some more things. Another play will be coming up. Gotham, the Gotham Database. Gotham-database.com is another website I run. It's for my DC Heroes Batman database for DC Heroes. So if you're interested in DC Heroes, you can go there and check out all the write-ups I've done over the years, which come directly from my notebook itself. One thing I was thinking about doing is reviewing comics, something someone keeps telling me to do. And it's not just one person, it's two to three people. They like the idea of me looking over old comics and talking about them and maybe grab a co-host and do that with them and talk a little bit about comics, like DC Comics, since I'm a big DC Comics fan, and I like anything that's from the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, and the Dark Age. A little bit in the early 2000s as well. The Modern Age, which we're at right now, I don't really particularly like too much. Though some things have been pretty decent, but a lot of the comics have bullshit in them and don't let you actually escape. Comic books are meant to be an escapism, not involve worldism, platforming, society thing. So these are the reasons why I have access to the DC Universe Infinite app. So I can read things from the 80s and the 90s and enjoy them and as they were. And the 80s and 90s comics and even the 70s comics. The 70s were a little bit more preachy, but at least they gave it to you to a point that you think. You have to think about the comic. Come to your own conclusions, not jam it right in your face by telling you certain things like, this and that, and you should be doing this and that. It doesn't. I hate that stuff. And it ruins comics. This is why the older comics are better. Especially the 90s era, the Dark Age, as they call it, the Dark Age era. It's just because everything was more gritty, more violent, maybe a little more sexualized, as some people call it, depending on the comic, but not all of them. I know a lot of Marvel was. DC was more gritty than anything else. So, I mean, the Punisher was very violent itself, but it's still an interesting thing to explore in comics. And I thought it'd be a great idea to do that. And I don't know. I'll just probably use this channel right here, as it's just sitting here dormant, doing nothing over a year. Have the space. Might as well use it for something, right? I don't know. Anyway, on our channel on YouTube, you can go look at some of the things I've been doing there. We're playing basic and expert Dungeons and Dragons Mold They Cook, actual plays there. And coming soon, we'll be doing DC Heroes, like I said. And I was thinking about doing Starship Troopers, the RPG, maybe Men in Black, and a few other games that are a little bit more obscure that not a lot of people cover here on the interwebs. So it might be a fun time. I think you would have a good time too. And I appreciate everybody that supports me and hits the like button and comments on every video. It's fun to see the numbers go up. It's sad to see them go down, but that happens. It's life. Sometimes you hit something good and people like it and they listen, and sometimes they don't. But I'm always being watched, so everybody's got their eyes on me and keeping tabs on me with numbers. So it's just so suspicious how my numbers are doing well, even though I don't get that many views because I'm rebuilding an audience. I went from doing teachable moment videos to now doing actual plays, which actually show you how to play the game as opposed to just teachable reading the book videos. So a lot of the audience is reconnecting, and new people are coming in left and right. A lot of them coming from Reddit. I do a lot of was it advertising on Reddit? So a lot of the incoming traffic comes from at Reddit, And a lot of the likes come from Reddit, and a lot of the subs come from Reddit. Usually when I put up a video, I get 1 to 2 new like, 1 to 2 new subs from that, because it's coming from an area that people are interested in seeing what I'm doing. And a lot of people, when I put up community posts, have said that they don't exactly watch them in order. They like to wait for them to build up, because that's a little bit more interesting to watch when you have 3, 4, 5 episodes in a row, as opposed to just one, and you have to wait one, and then you have to wait. So I don't blame them. I mean, I'm the same way. When I watch some of these people that I watch on YouTube and Let's Plays and everything like that, if I find a series, I like to watch them in like a binge, like a TV show binge. So that's all I have to say about that. And I just wanted to say, welcome to the new year, 2024, and hope you guys have a great day. And we'll see what we can do going forward. I'll have to talk to a few people, see if I can get a co-host for a comic book. So I'd love to do that. That'd be a lot of fun. Post it up at the Gotham database. Use this as a storage facility, since this is a free storage facility. It's a lot of fun. With that said, I'm going to head out. It's a little short podcast today, about 6, 7 minutes. With that said, I'm out. Keep it original, keep it old school, and God bless everybody.